things in life for free.
All right, let's talk more business and finance. It's a huge day. We've gone to record low interest rates today. Another cut from the Reserve Bank. No, mate, it's three this year, three since the election, which raises some interesting political questions. Eric Bagshaw is the economics correspondent for the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. He's based in Parliament House, Canberra. Eric, thanks so much for joining us. Three interest rate cuts this year. What does this say about the Coalition's management of the economy?
Well, I think you could say that the Reserve Bank is doing the only thing it can, and that is cut interest rates. It probably means that the government isn't doing enough. The reality is interest rates are the only tool that the Reserve Bank has, and clearly when we're at 0.75%, it's running out of room pretty quick. So in a way, it's signalling to the government, we need you to do more, and that means the government, through infrastructure stimulus or tax cuts or really any way of getting more money into the hands of people, it is something that it probably should think about. And that's clearly what the Reserve Bank is signalling here, because the economy is struggling. Employment's actually ticked up, and we haven't seen economic growth rates like this for the past decade, since the global financial crisis. So it's fairly unambiguous what the central bank is signalling here.
And this will affect people with cash deposits, particularly retirees. Are they going to start hurting?
Yeah, and the central bank governor today, Philip Lowe, in a speech that he's actually about to give shortly, he probably will touch on this. He's looking at the impact on people who have large savings and who want to live off those savings, and are hoping that interest will continue to pay off. But unfortunately, the reality is that the Reserve Bank thinks too many people are saving and they're not spending enough. So when you cut interest rates, the goal is that you get people taking money out of those savings accounts and spending them at shops. And that hasn't been happening. So we're now in a situation where possibly by February, the official cash rate could be as low as 0.5%, which is unprecedented. And we could be on our way towards negative interest rates like they have in Europe, where you actually have to pay to keep your money in the bank, or other methods of what's called quantitative easing, which basically means pumping more money into the economy.
Okay, we're just talking about the big show of strength in Beijing today, the 70th anniversary of communist rule. How have the markets reacted to that?
Look, it's been fairly steady in many ways. Locally, all eyes have been on the RBA. Markets have had a habit of rocking and rolling with the tweets of US President Donald Trump. And at the same time, any reactions from Beijing has a way of really hurting confidence. But today, you are looking at a show of strength. You're looking at really the Chinese economy and its military on display. So the broader concerns around the US-China trade war are all simmering below the surface. But in terms of reacting directly to the celebrations, that's sort of been minimal. But what it is showing is a sign of perhaps things to come. And there can be no doubt in anyone's mind that it was a show of force from Beijing, and they intend to keep kind of highlighting their newfound strength in really any way they can.
Just very quickly, Eric, the government announced their super review on Friday. What's been the reaction from the industry and retail super funds?
Well, it's a really fraught political issue. And as soon as you get into retirement incomes, you've got people on both sides of the fence. You've seen it with things like franking credits. Basically, most voters don't want government touching their money, and others think that the system is fundamentally unfair. And so we're going to have that battle over the next year as this retirement income review kicks off, no doubt.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Eric Bagshaw from the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age.